I am recording, and now I am calling Ben on Zoom. Well, at least I'm planning on it. I'm waiting for the thing to show up. There it is. And here I go. Time to talk to Ben on Zoom. If he can hear me. Can Ben hear me? That is the question. Ben, can you hear me? Oh, yes, you didn't have your earbuds in, but here we go. And I'm already recording, Ben. I'm already recording, Ben!
Oh, so I'm already recording me, too. All right, I gotta...
It's me, the Illuminati, here to record Ben.
Pin you, change this, make this weird. Don't make it weird.
Oh, too late. It has already happened. So, welcome to the Goody Lawrence podcast. My name is Paul Goody. Sitting across from me on a computer monitor is Ben Lawrence. It is 1800 in the central time zone. In the Pacific time zone, it is 1600. That translates to 4 p.m. for those of you not sure what military time is. Military time is a time that the military came up with where you say 100 a lot, and it's a 24-hour clock. Or a 23 and 59 minute clock, depending on how you feel about it. A 23 hour, 59 minute clock. Ben, don't correct me. This is crazy.
I'm not even listening to you. I have to do something here first to get us to stream.
Aha. I am in my element right now. I am extremely mad at people on the internet for things that I cannot control. But also, I'm very happy because a lot of people like me.
I thought that, speaking of being in your element, I thought that you were going to be recording the show from your bedroom.
I was, but Jennifer is upstairs. She's not using this right now. And so I'm hoping that I'm not taking her time away, but she was not using this. And honestly, Ben, I'm on autopilot. So I just came down because I'm used to coming down.
Right on.
For it. I think it'll be fine. So also in Jennifer Pratt news, she is almost done with Daros, the audiobook that she's producing right now.
Cool.
And I'm surrounded by the remnants of it. It's very exciting. The novel Daros was written by Dave Dobson, who you may or may not know created the game Snood.
I did not know that, nor have
yes,
I heard
he did.
Of that game.
Oh, Ben, you need to check out Snood. It's all the rage.
Is it?
It's completely full of anger. The game Snood.
That's why it's all the rage.
Exactly, yes. I enjoy it. I enjoy it a lot. It's kind of weird on phone, but it is still a thing. This is Edward the Chew Eagle. He's having a good time.
Hey,
We're bear lapping it today. Normally I have his little dog bed on me, but no dog bed, so he has to deal with my legs.
Ah.
He's confused as to how to stand on them correctly. So, the big news, Ben, as we are talking today, 27th of January, at 1803...
Yeah.
I have a video on TikTok that has almost got 1 million views, which is a lot.
Something to be proud of.
It is something, well, at least a thing, an accomplishment.
What is this video?
The video is a mashup of Time of Your Life, actually Good Riddance, parentheses, Time of Your Life, by Green Day.
Yeah.
And Low by Flo Rida, featuring T-Pain. So there's a guy, he does he's playing an acoustic guitar. Close up on the acoustic guitar, you can see the pick going in and out of the strings, and he is playing Good Riddance, Time of Your Life by Green Day. And then I am there, and I sing Low by Flo Rida featuring T-Pain.
Low Rider?
Over the top of it. Flo Rida. Flo Rida, F-L-O space R-I-D-A, one of the best rap names. because it, of course, is Florida Ben with a space.
Ah, Florida so, Ben gets caught making love to alligator.
Florida Ben. Oh my God, Florida Ben. Watch out for that guy. And it basically just is you, but you've just got a shirt that says Florida on it. Yep. That's the only difference. I was going to say mustache, baseball cap, but no. I like it that way because that way the authorities would confuse you for Florida Ben a little bit more.
I heard that the reason we hear a lot about Florida Man and more so than like Wyoming Man or Alabama Man and how Florida Man always seems to get into scrapes is because Florida's laws regarding privacy of arrests is lax, more lax than the other states. Like, people do that kind of crap everywhere, but Florida lets the press know about it.
That is really interesting. I like that. When I say I like that, I do like that it's Florida Man and not the name of the person. Yeah. Sometimes. Go ahead.
The Onion will sell you a t-shirt that says Area Man on it.
Yes, I remember that. One of the funniest thing that you would think happened in Florida but happened in Washington State. I don't know if you remember this, Ben, but a guy had sort of a monster truck and he drove it on top of his dwelling.
I do not remember that.
And so he had a picture of him. His truck was up there. He was drinking a beer.
Of course.
And the caption, best caption I've seen in a news article with an accompanying picture, "This one's on the house." Which I thought was brilliant.
That's nice.
So yeah. At the last tally, Ben, it was 905,000 views.
Are you looking at that constantly?
Pretty much. What I've been doing, and I think we've talked about this, I'm not going to get, I do not feel that my content goes viral that often. This is going to be like my one viral video. Most of my content.
Your 3 minutes of fame.
My 15 minutes of fame. Most of my content is me talking for like 3 minutes about a subject.
Yeah.
You know, in the TikTok hierarchy, there are things, right? You can be entertainment. I think there's even comedy. Education, things like that, and mine is blog life,
yeah,
stuff. That's been, and I'm true to that. That's what I do. I talk about being autistic, and the weird foibles that I experience because of that sort of thing. But this one thing, I think I might have mentioned, but I'll talk about the whole thing because it's an interesting deal. I used to go to church when I was a kid. My adoptive father is a Lutheran minister, or was, he's retired now, but that meant going to church. And as someone who didn't like being in church, I would try to find things to occupy myself with. And one of the things is that in the Lutheran Missouri Synod hymnal, there are numbers that correspond to like how the verses go. It might be the rhyme, the meter. I don't know exactly how it works, but it shows which every song with the same number, the lyrics are kind of interchangeable. You can sing the same lyrics over the. So I used to do that. I would sing the wrong lyrics to the hymns, and what that afforded me is that when I went on and started going to shows, like rock shows, things like that, if I heard the same four chords and I recognized that the song that was being played could be sung with different pop song lyrics, I would do that.
Yeah.
So I'm listening to this guy play Time of Your Life. And I'm like, wait a second. And if you remember, I had been sending you these, or not sending you necessarily, but sending people these versions of apple bottom jeans, which is what I, you know, that's low by Flo Rida and T-Pain. People sometimes call it apple bottom jeans because that's like the first lyrics. There's one that Tool does, that somebody does in the style of Tool that's really good, I think. So when I was like, hey, because I've been listening to this song a lot, I'm like, yeah, the lyrics for this would fit here. And they didn't fit exactly. I didn't actually sing it out loud until I actually sang it, if that makes sense. Like, at first I was speaking it out loud.
Yeah.
And then when I did it, it was one take, and I recorded the song. But I knew that I had to flip the verses so that the pattern would fit better. Because I didn't want to adjust the lyrics at all. I didn't want to do like a Weird Al thing. I didn't want to do a Vegas lounge singer thing. I thought in order for it to work, in order for me to stick the landing, the song had to have the correct lyrics. And so by flipping the verse around, I think I achieved that. And also, that way Apple Bottom Jeans doesn't show up until the very end. So people can get taken in a little bit more. I think the punch is better. So, and at first I wasn't going to do any, like, advertisement at all. But eventually I pinned it to my profile. And then it just started taking off. And one of the things that I can tell you, Ben Lawrence, that you may not know, have you had a post of yours on social media go viral, like get millions of views, like a Twitter post or anything like that?
No idea. Probably not.
You have, however, heard me sometimes mention, in regards to Paul F. Tompkins, I think he's too mean to some people sometimes because they make a joke and he's like, he like makes fun of them for making the joke, or he gets annoyed at them for making the joke.
Yeah.
And he's too mean to people. Okay. Knowing what I know now, the reason that Paul F. Tompkins reacts the way he does to people who make jokes and like calls the jokes pedestrian or, you know, makes light of that is because after a while, when you get thousands of comments, you don't actually get thousands of comments. You get hundreds of versions of the same comment.
Yes. I believe you texted me this morning about something along those lines.
Yeah, yeah. And I'll ease into that because we are going to talk about it. But for instance, I didn't know that I needed this. Thank you. Variations on that. Hundreds of them. Thanks, I hate it. Variations on that. 100 of them. Why is this so good? Question mark. Hundreds of them. No, just no, or stop this, or, you know, variations of
your
that.
Your typical comment thread on any piece of media.
Yeah. And so once you start seeing all those, They're not jokes anymore. They're just, oh, I'm going to put this in this category. I'm going to put this in this category. So the other thing, though, that I didn't recognize, and now we'll mention it, is that things that I get every once in a while will also come up hundreds of times. And one of them was something that you called... you were talking about it for the D&D podcast.
Yeah.
But you were like, get ready for a lot of David Crosby comments.
Yeah.
Many people mentioned that I look like David Crosby. Many people mentioned I look like Gallagher. However, the one that I get more than anything is, hey, isn't that Ron Jeremy? Now, back when Ron Jeremy was simply a porn actor, that would have been fine. I would have been like, oh, haha, yeah, you know, I guess so. And then we make fun of my penis or whatever. It's all great.
Yeah.
Great, that's good. But Ron Jeremy is currently in jail waiting to be tried for multiple sexual assault allegations.
Yeah.
Or charges or whatever.
You become one of the world's most famous porn stars and think you can do anything you want to any woman you see. Surprise, surprise, you can't.
You can't. But then the other thing is that I don't like being called that guy.
Yeah.
Because this is the thing, is that sometimes people are like, you know, you really do kind of look like him. First of all, I want to say, I don't want us to put a picture of him next to me or whatever, but...
I'm not making that Google search.
I overweight man with Jewish heritage with a mustache and curly long hair. That is how we look the same. And I'm like, why do people keep on saying... And my mustache is even much more big.
And also, it's Ron Jeremy from like the 80s. Have you seen him these days? There's no resemblance whatsoever.
Exactly. Now, here are a couple things I thought about. I am wearing a bathrobe. You see bathrobe, maybe you think porn star. That's a possibility.
Or Hugh Hefner, Playboy, that kind of thing.
Again, we both have Jewish heritage. That's part of it. But the big thing that I think is that many of the people who are saying this, or the big issue, many of the people who are saying this aren't saying, hey, you look like Ron Jeremy. They're like, hey, what's up, Ron? Hey, everybody, look, it's Ron Jeremy. Like they aren't comparing us. I'm like the Ron Jeremy Santa Claus to them. Like this isn't a guy. So what I did was one comment was just Ron Jeremy's got bars. And I made a video off of that. And I said, hey, this is something that someone did that is kind of, I mean, it keeps me from blocking them because on the one hand, they're comparing me to this guy, which I don't like. On the other hand, they're also complimenting me.
Yeah.
So, you know, it gets a pass.
I
referred to it as a compliment sandwich. And then somebody pointed out that there was no compliment at the beginning. And they said it was an insult on toast, which I like. I thought that was nice. But the main thing is that then on that video, there are a bunch of guys who are like, yeah, but you do. Oh, and when I say there are a bunch of guys, here's the thing. There is a very specific type of person that normally draws this comparison and makes it. On the first video, and then especially on the second one, they are white dudes with TikToks of trucks and usually like toddlers. Like they're dads. They're dads.
But they still consider themselves sort of like...
Edgy.
Edgy. They know who porn stars are.
They sometimes have tattoos or beards, but they're... a lot of anti-mask stuff, a lot of, that kind of thing.
Trucks.
So what I have been doing is I've left that one up because here's the thing. I'm a realist. I know that they're not going to stop. People aren't going to stop mentioning it. So I've left that one up as like a lightning rod because everybody likes that one.
Yeah.
So it's up at the top of the page. And then any strays, any ones that are not contained within the thing, any ones that aren't, haha, I thought the same thing or whatever, I go to the person's profile, I block them, and then I delete their post. And that's what I've been doing all day.
That's like a full-time job.
It is like a full-time job. You've heard me complain about this before. This is why I don't like having lots of followers. And this
Aren't you working today? Do you have the day off? You can devote your time to blocking followers.
Oh, well, when I say all day, Ben, God damn it.
Your employer's not listening.
If you for some reason employ me and you're listening to this, obviously when I say I've been doing this all day, what I mean is all day in my free time. Because I don't talk about work at all in this show, even the portions of my day that I am working on, I imagine that they don't exist. So when I say, for the purposes of this podcast, so when I say that I'm blocking these people all day, I mean anytime that I'm looking at my phone and not working, such as during my lunch or during my breaks, then I am blocking these people. It has consumed all of my free time, not any of my work time, which, if you're my boss, you know that because I've been in meetings with you and I've been talking to you almost all the time on the meetings about things that you know about that you need to listen to me about. And that's all we will say about my work. Do all not right. bring up my work!
Do we have the counter from the prosecution? You may approach the bench.
We're up to 500. The counter from the press. I think it's funny. Okay, so anyway, the big thing is, there are lots of people who like get it, right? And this is the other reason why I keep it up. There are a lot of people who get it who are like, yeah, dude, it's not cool. There was one guy who wrote to me and said, yeah, I've got the name of a famous criminal, and I hate it. Like this guy. This guy has a name. I don't know what his name is, but his name is that of a famous criminal, and he has to deal with that all the time. Oh, and then the other thing is,
the famous TikToker D.B. Cooper.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm wondering. I still like the idea that Dale Cooper from Twin Peaks is actually D.B. Cooper. It's not the case, but it'd be fun. Other people say, well, it's actually your fault. You could change your look, man. And it's like, okay, let's think about this for just a second. I want you to stop referring to me as this jailed sex criminal. And, oh, I'm sorry, my bad. Because I look like this, you can't help but compare me to a jailed sex criminal. I'm so sorry. Let me apologize to you for any inconvenience I've caused you by resembling a man of whom I have limited knowledge, but enough to know that if you're calling me him, you should be a little bit more laid back in your judging of other people, is, I guess, what I'm going to say. Again, no... The main thing is this. I do not think that sex work is a problem. I am pro sex work. I am pro sex worker. But I also believe that with that sex work comes some formulation of respect. And who would know, Ben, but apparently it's true. The majority of consumers of pornography, for some reason, don't seem to care about people. I don't know. It seems weird to me.
Well, people are people. People are JPEGs or videos on the internet. They're not. They don't exist.
That's a very good point.
It does not just contain itself to pornography. It's anybody online. I can as a consumer of TikTok, I can say this one guy looks like a jailed porn star because that's what I think and what I think is valid. I don't care what you think.
Right. Well, and he's not a person. That's right. At first, Ben, I thought that you were. This was your way of announcing that you were on TikTok.
Yeah. No.
No. But the exciting thing is, though, that another thing has surfaced. Something that I have not really experienced, but I've seen it happen over and over again. And this, for some reason, even though it's happening over and over again, every time it happens, it gives me a little bit of a smile. Where someone will tag someone else and say, you got to see this. And the other person comes in and goes, oh, you just brightened my day. Oh, you're great. And the two of them have a little conversation.
Right.
Inside that. I think it's pretty cool. And I will say this also. I mean, people, I don't want to excuse them, but I will. The people that are saying this, when you say, yeah, it's the 1980s, Ron Jeremy, here's the other thing. I bet you they don't know. Well, no, I take that back. Why do people always have to prove me wrong when I'm trying to give them the benefit of the doubt? A lot of people, one of the branches are a lot of people saying, Ron Jeremy, aren't you in jail? Which removes any, like, benefit of the doubt that I was going to say. Maybe they don't know that he has legal trouble right now. They know. So, yeah, no good. But still, it is really interesting that a lot of people are seeing this. More people than live in my hometown. How big is Seattle? How many millions of people?
Oh, I'm not getting into this again. Jennifer keeps yelling at us.
Oh, no. She doesn't listen to the show anymore. Guess, Ben. How many millions of people?
4 million. 6,000. Or 4 million.
Somewhere between the two. How have things been, Ben? How are things with you?
You know what? I spent all day getting ready for this Annex D&D thing that we're doing on Saturday.
Hey, that's right. As the GM, I famously do not do anything until like an hour before, and then I'm like, oh no! Because that's how GMs are, Ben. I don't know if you know this. There's a stereotype.
I've
about
never
it.
Been a GM nor a DM. I'm assuming I those have actually, terms are interchangeable.
I didn't even think about this. It's been a week since the last podcast that we did about this.
More than. Week and a day.
Week and a day. And here's the thing. The time in between, no recollection whatsoever of what I've been doing. I will say this, though. I have...
You just spent half an hour telling us what you've been doing for the past week.
Oh, no. I meant just in general. Oh, wait. No, I do remember. We got new phones. I got a new phone. I have an iPhone 13 now.
Ooh.
Yeah. My old phone was an iPhone 7. So you can imagine I'm jumping 6 up. It's pretty good.
iPhone 7.
For easier to read. That's for sure.
It looks big. I don't like how big they're getting.
Yeah, it actually does hurt my hand how big it is. Sometimes I have to use two thumbs. There's a smaller one, and I kind of wish I would have gotten the smaller one, but there was a wait for it.
Yeah. Well, because, I mean, that should tell Apple something. But, you know, when Steve Jobs first introduced the iPhone, he's like, you should be able to operate this with one hand.
Yeah, and I still do. I still do. I put my little pinky down underneath it, and then it allows my thumb to reach.
Yeah.
The pop socket really helps, too. But pop socket came out at some point in time, and I don't know what happened to it. And I can't... I have one that you attach, because as you might be able to see this, I bought this this case. You can see the sort of ridges on it?
Kinda. It's really dark.
Okay.
You gotta get it into the light properly.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You see how it's got that ridge pattern on it? Those are meant to symbolize waves because this case is made out of 80% recycled ocean plastic.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's pretty cool. Hey, speaking about pretty cool, are any of our wonderful viewers?
Nope.
Also, a real quick question. When I say that we don't have anyone who listens to the podcast, it's not exactly true. There are subscribers to the podcast. They may not listen to it, but they are subscribed.
We have, I mean, I looked it up recently, and I can quickly look it up again. But we have a few dozen subscribers. But again, that doesn't mean that that those people listen to the show.
Now, here is an interesting thing. I'm wondering, because, you know, I've done my I've talked about the fundraiser on TikTok. Not a lot of views, but some views. And I realized that most of the people that are showing up to see the video of the mashup that I did aren't necessarily going to enjoy a D&D actual play fundraiser. Just a guess. I don't know.
Well, you never but know. People have varied interests.
It brings up the question. I had 1,500 followers before this thing started. I now have more. How many more, you might ask? The answer is 6,543. That means that more than 3/4 of my audience are not going to like what I normally do. And that's, again, I should give them the benefit of the doubt, but it seems probably not.
So we have 43 subscribers.
That's more than I thought we'd have.
When the show gets uploaded, it peaks at 100 pretty consistently. I don't think 100 people actually listen to the show.
100 downloads?
Yeah.
Huh. That might be interesting.
Anyway.
Who knows? There's a concept in Judaism that there are 36 people over the world that are... Like, I don't know how to describe it, but it's for virtue of them and their goodness, kind of, that the world doesn't get destroyed. They're like the 36 good people.
We got like 36 Doctor Who's.
Yeah, basically like that. Now, that's a Ben. That's actually a much better example, because they are supposed to have, like, you know, some power, some sort of power, miracles, things like that. So maybe they all listen to our podcast, is what I'm saying. I think that'd be interesting.
I should hope not.
The concept also is that they don't know necessarily who they are. They find out at some point in time.
They don't know who each other are. They know their job, but they don't know.
They don't even know necessarily that it's their job. You know what I mean? They might just be good people.
Saving the world.
And they don't realize.
One day at a time.
Yeah. So like an Amelie or, you know, that kind of thing. They wouldn't know each other. You know, they probably don't know that themselves. And one of the things is that if someone claims to be one, then you know that they aren't. Because they're humble. It's exactly. Pretty cool. I like it as a concept. And also, you know, with 36, you have lots of different combinations that you can have. You know, how many are on one continent? You know, they aren't all in one place. That kind of thing. It's kind of cool. Eurasia is one continent. Did you know about this? When they taught us the continents in school, Europe and Asia were...
Yeah.
Considered
ones.
Two separate continents, they're one continent apparently.
Well, there's also that whole debate on Australia. Is Australia a continent or is it an island?
I like Australia. I'm going to say it's a continent. Australia is Pluto. Now, there apparently I also heard this, which is kind of crazy, that there are some things that are bigger than Pluto that are in orbit around the sun, and that's one of the reasons why it was determined it wasn't a planet.
Because yeah, Pluto had the luck of just getting spotted first.
Yeah. So like if Pluto was a planet, then all these other things had to be planets. I don't know. It seems like Pluto got a bad rap, Ben. Ben. Your stage present. No, what? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I am team Pluto being a planet.
Really? I mean,
why not? It was when I was a kid. Why not? What's the harm? If you make Pluto no longer a planet, you got to change all the books and all the posters and the classrooms.
Yep, I think they already did, in fact, Ben. Yeah, but my big deal, I actually have a thing I either wrote or did a thing on was Pluto is Pluto, right? Planet, not a planet, doesn't matter. You're saying basically the same thing. I'm agreeing with you. Pluto is Pluto and hasn't changed. It is still right. The thing that it was when we said it was a planet.
We're
now,
getting better pictures of it every day.
I think where you and I might break off is I'm saying if we don't want to categorize it as a planet, no skin off my back. Ouch. Because it's still Pluto. Whatever it is, it's still it.
Yeah.
Just because you call it something different doesn't mean that it's
not Pluto anymore.
So why not just call it a planet? Or catalog all these other things and call them planets as well. Why not?
Everything is a planet.
Everything's a planet. Let's have 5,000 planets. Try to memorize that, kids.
It's a small book. You memorize every single word in the book. Ben, let me ask you a question. When's the last time you've tried to memorize something? Like how you memorize lines in a show.
That might have been the last time I tried to memorize something. It was the last time I had to memorize something for a show.
When was that?
I have no idea. Remember it was within the last 6 years because I was going to do this dinner theater thing. This like two nights on site murder mystery. And this was before the pandemic. And I was working hard to memorize my lines. I was in my apartment in the Denny Triangle, and that project got canceled. And I was a little relieved that I was able to stop memorizing lines.
Yeah. I don't remember myself. I do know that one thing I want to do, and I just haven't because I've been too busy worrying about TikTok or whatever, is memorizing Lucky's speech in Waiting for Godot. I'd love to memorize the entire play Waiting for Godot. I think that would be
where you play fun. Both parts.
Well, yeah, or sock puppets or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it would be a fun thing to do. If the internet goes away, that might be one thing for sure that I would do.
Well, you got to make sure you have a book.
Yeah. Oh, I do. I do. I have two books. Edward peed on one of them. I'm like, you don't do that to Samuel Beckett.
Oh, man, nothing to be done.
And then he's like, oh, no, Ziggy says that the dog peed on you, Sam.
Oh, boy.
R.I.P.
I hear
that oh boy was nice. It was a Muppet level.
I hear that there's going to be a Quantum Leap reboot. Have you heard this?
I have not heard this, but that sounds good this, to me.
And obvious because, you know, we are nothing if not a reboot culture. But yeah, I don't think.
Are they going to do a reboot of reboot, do you think?
The actor's name who played
Scott Bakula?
Scott Bakula. I don't think Scott Bakula is in it.
He should show up. Obviously, there
maybe
should be a...
The person bamfs into or leaps into Scott Bakula, the actor's timeline, and has to help him out.
Oh, that would be nice.
Like,
that would be the job
of Sam on a Quantum Leap and for the Quantum Leap
real,
pilot.
Yeah, the real Scott Bakula, but played by someone else. Oh, it's all levels. I do think it might be interesting that somebody's at the mirror and they go, oh boy. And then you hear, yeah, you said it. And it's him. He's just leaving the bathroom. But... I don't know. I like Quantum Leap, so it'd be interesting to see.
I've not seen it since it was on the air, so I mean, I'm sure it holds up. I don't think it's problematic. I don't remember, you know, Sam saying any problematic words.
Yeah, I'm wondering about. I'm wondering about times when they deal with like race relations or.
Yeah.
Like the you know aspects of like disability, things like that. They obviously, I mean, it was a kind show, so they obviously probably did okay. But is there something in there that now we wouldn't even think about, but when we see it with our 2022 brains, go, oh no.
I don't think that they. I mean, I think you're right. It is a kind show. They probably treat everybody fairly, but. Back then, there were words that were used that were pretty commonplace that are no longer commonplace these days and are considered offensive. And so I wouldn't be surprised if some of those words were spoken on the show.
Like, for sure, a bad guy using words would be a thing.
Yeah.
But maybe also, yeah, I don't know. But I'm interested. Want to know about it. Were you the one who told me about Servant?
I was
M. Night Shyamalan?
No.
Okay. So I've been watching it, and Jennifer was like, not tonight, please. Because it's very depressing sometimes.
Not tonight. Like, do you guys watch TV together?
We try to. We've sort of fallen into a thing of, you know, she makes food and then we eat and then I do the dishes. Kind of that sort of pattern.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice.
That tracks.
It's almost like family dinner time back in the day, which I hated. In general,
my dad every once in a while would get this bee in his bonnet about all of us eating dinner at the table. This is when it was just my dad and my sister and myself. And he'd be like, "We're gonna start eating dinner at the table every night like a family," and that would last for maybe 2 weeks. And then I would go back to just taking my dinner plate into my bedroom or sitting in front of the TV.
Yeah.
More often than not, I went into my bedroom because I had a TV in there.
What were you watching in that TV while you ate your dinner?
Probably whatever sitcom was on. If it was Sunday night, it was definitely like Married with Children and The Simpsons.
Like, that's what I was wondering is, did you have cable at the time or was it regular broadcast TV?
Well, we eventually got cable, but I don't think I had cable in my bedroom. So I had to use the antennas in my bedroom. But, you know, I got the Channel 13, which was our Fox affiliate, which had all the syndicated shows. So that's where your Star Trek Next Generation was on. That's where your Simpsons and Married with Children. In Living Color was one of them. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Actually, I think that was on NBC. But that was another one that I watched a lot.
So I got, as a kid, I got a very small television, like a small color television, hand-sized.
Yeah.
That worked kind of, it was about the size of an iPhone, actually.
Wow.
And it worked better than the other TVs in the house. I don't know why.
It had its own
antenna. Yeah.
Wow.
And that was when I was in my late teens, I think. And I got an adapter so I could hook it up to a VCR. I remember that. But I don't know what happened to it. I don't know where it is now.
Your parents
but for
sold
a while,
it when you went to college.
Maybe so. No, my parents didn't really sell anything when I went to college. I still think about how Jamie Primus had my Roland Juno 60 synthesizer. And when I went to Canada, I gave it to him. And then when I came back, I was like, hey, do you still have that synthesizer? He's like, nope. And that was the end of that conversation. Yeah, exactly. I mean, and I did give it to him. That's the thing is I still miss it, though. Like, I probably would have even bought it back from him if he had still had it. And then all of a sudden my phone rings and Steven Pierce is like, hey, I found that Roland Juno 60.
I'll take $3,000 for it.
Because it was nice. It was a really cool, like, little machine. Still never learned how to play the piano, Ben. I know we talked about this when we were in our 20s, right? I had a conversation with you and I'm like, I remember when I was 16, I was like, maybe I should learn how to play the piano. No, I'm too old. And if I had played the piano then,
yeah,
I would have been playing the piano for you know, 10 years now. And now I'm thinking if I had started playing piano when I was talking to you about that, I would have played the piano now for like 20 some
odd
years.
It's almost like you can't conceive of a future.
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
I probably told you the exact same thing 20 years ago. When I was like 16, I'm like, oh man, I thought it would be cool to play the guitar, but I'm too old to learn. I'm 16.
Yeah. Oh, man. Ben, if I told you about the bass ukulele that I got?
I think you may have mentioned it, yeah.
I have a bass ukulele. It is the same as a bass, but it uses rubber band strings.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. And the reason I mention that is that I got it. And I'm like, hey, I'm actually pretty good at this. I'm like, of course. I've been playing bass on and off for a really long time. Same thing with the TikTok, where I'm like, wow, people are really liking this. And I'm like, right, that's right. I've been performing for a really long time.
Right.
So even though I say, well, I just did this, I have my years of performing in front of audiences with you and things like that.
Yeah.
that made me conscious of what could be good, I guess. That's which is
one,
interesting.
That's one of the things that freelancers often have to deal with, because they or companies who hire freelancers. I'm like, well, you know, I want to hire this person to do some 3D modeling of this one thing. It shouldn't take too long, maybe like an hour at the most. Why am I paying $300 for an hour's worth of work? Oh, because you're paying for all the time it took to learn how to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And the other thing, the thing that I saw a freelancer talk about, which I think is still great. What do you want? You want this logo. Do you want the logo in 12 weeks and you pay me a really low amount? Or do you want to pay me a high amount right now, have me make the logo that you like, and then we're done? You know, that's kind of the...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the triumvirate, right, of good, cheap, and fast. You can right. pick two.
Yeah. I like good and fast, if I have the money for it.
If you have the money. But yeah. if you don't have the money, then we'll have a good and cheap. Take yeah, as long as you
exactly.
want. Yeah,
exactly. I'm still here in Illinois, Ben, as you know. Just to give you... something that my daughter's school sent to me. Illinois has two lawsuits against the mask mandate right now for schools. And the thing that the people who are making these, you know, we don't want our kids to have to wear masks in schools. The school has said, okay, so, and if these lawsuits win, then we are going to go back to remote school.
Yeah.
Because they can win a lawsuit that says we can't segregate their that's the two things. One is that they can't segregate kids who aren't wearing masks. And the other one is that they can't force kids to wear masks at school.
Yeah.
So they can't force kids to wear masks at school. All right. So if that one passes, then the kids who don't wear masks sit in another lunchroom and do, you know, whatever. So they say, you can't do that to us. So they put another lawsuit in saying, and also you can't segregate the kids by masks or not masks. So the school's like, okay, if these things pass because of the other laws that we have, because those don't go away, we will not be able to have school in person. So we'll be fully remote. And a lot of people, a lot of teachers like that. And here's the thing. 100% I agree teachers should be able to teach remote, all that. All I know is that Betty does not do well in a remote setting.
Right.
So masks and classes are the best things for us and for her education. She was failing when we were 100% remote, and as soon as she got back into the classroom, things were 100% better.
Yeah.
Now, should a teacher have to sacrifice their health for that? No. And masks are good, but they aren't, you know, foolproof. It's not a foolproof system. Vaccines are good, but not foolproof. That's the hard part, right? Remote learning is the best way. So, you know, is it a situation where classes should go remote and we need to find a different way that Betty gets educated?
A private tutor? I mean...
Yeah. Right now, that's not happening, though. Right now, we're still in-person schooling. It's just a question of... You know, it's... I say that I love it. I don't love it. I hate it. But I do love the fact that they're doing this lawsuit without thinking about what it will actually mean for their kids. And for them.
Yeah.
Because one of the things they complained about is that they wanted kids to be back in school because...
They want a tax-funded babysitter.
Not that, yes, but also what they want is they want all kids in school without masks and just let people get sick. That's what their end game is. But the school can't allow that to happen because of the other laws. So,
right.
You know, we're stuck in this weird game of chicken.
So they're doing this like... what did parents used to have? Lice parties or chicken pox parties?
Or chicken pox parties.
Yeah, chicken pox parties, where you put all your kids in a room so everybody gets it. and deals with it.
I remember, this is the thing, is that my dad swears up and down, this is my adopted dad, George, swears up and down that I'm too young to remember the stuff that I remember. But I remember 100% going to this girl's house who I had never seen before and getting to eat cereal that she, out of a bowl that she had eaten out of, cereal that I was never usually allowed to eat. It was Frankenberry with the marshmallows and stuff.
Yeah.
Eating that cereal.
Delicious.
And then going home, and then I had chicken pox.
Yeah.
I remember that sequence of events. He does not remember the girl. He does not remember the cereal. And he says that I'm too young. I was too young at the time to remember. But I know, Ben, what I experienced.
I don't remember what grade I was in. I do remember I do remember getting it, but I think I got it the natural way, exposed at school.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember. My parents were, you know, they were average social. So, you know, they had their friend groups, but I don't remember any kid of my parents' friends having chickenpox and being around them.
What is the thing that you have if you had chickenpox? Shingles, I think.
Shingles.
Yeah, like you can get shingles if you've already had chickenpox because the virus is just in you and it can get activated.
Yeah,
at some point.
And shingles apparently are terrible. And I think when you hit a certain age, I don't know what age that is, you need to get the shingles shot.
I think that I might have gotten shingles at one point in time. So depending on when the age is, that would make sense. All of a sudden, I just had these things. We thought that maybe I was getting bitten by spiders in the night. This is back when
everybody
I was sleeping on the chair.
Everybody always blames spiders.
Yeah, exactly. I was sleeping on a chair in my sleeping bag. If you remember, that happened for a while.
I remember that phase of your life, yeah.
It's so weird, Ben. Sometimes I see posts by people on TikTok who are like, it's funny, but whenever I tell people I'm autistic, they say, what? No, that's impossible. What are you talking about? What do you do when that happens to you? And I thought about it, and I was like, that never happens to me. There's never been a single person where I'm like, yeah, I just found out I'm autistic. And everyone goes, yeah, all right.
Yeah, that tracks.
Yeah, that tracks. That explains everything that's been going on. But okay. This may not make a lot of sense. I do not think that being autistic is a superpower, right? People are like, ADHD is a superpower, you know, all that kind of stuff. I do not think that, you know, the Rain Man thing, it's a spectrum. There are lots of different benefits and problems people have and all that. I do think that being autistic is kind of like being the Doctor, though. From Doctor Who. I feel like you're in a situation, you're with people, you can be personable and sociable and all that, but you're also always a little bit outside, which allows you to go, hey, wait a second, you're all crazy. Here's what we should do. And sometimes people listen to you, sometimes they don't. But it's that, and this is what I'm going to say, is you're still a person, but you're also somewhat alien. And you just have to, and I'm speaking specifically to the autistic people in the audience, Ben, you just have to make sure that you have certain behaviors that you can do where people are comfortable around you. One of it is knowing when to leave. Like,
yeah.
People will sometimes be surprised when I'm like, okay, bye, and then I leave. But it's because I know that if I stay any longer, like my tolerance for what is happening is rapidly declining, and I'll start being weird. And I know that sounds weird, but you can feel it coming on. And you know this, I'll be talking to you on the phone and I won't know exactly how to end the conversation. Yeah, how we end the podcast, the whole, okay, room tone of this thing and all that, it's partially based on that, where I'm like, okay, the show is over, but I'm not sure it's over. Yes, it's over. Is it? Maybe not.
And well, again, Ben has left, so the show must be over.
Yeah, when you shut off the stream, for example, that's a sure sign that things are done. Oh, I love this microphone. Ben, you know, when you talk into a good microphone and you have got a good pair of headphones on, and you're like, yeah, this is the difference.
There you're was a guy listening who's to yourself through your headphones?
Yes, I am. and I think it's because Jennifer has it set up that I don't touch Jennifer's microphone.
Right.
But yeah, I can hear myself through my headphones.
Gotcha.
For sure. Yeah, it's pretty good. Hey, speaking of pretty good, let's take a look and see where we're at on the podcast. Oh, five more minutes, Ben.
Yeah.
Anything from the end? Anything going on? Any different thing?
Nope. We just got to get ready for a war over Ukraine. That's the big news.
Oh, okay. See, this is Paul going to guess the news. I didn't know. So that's happening then?
Yes, Russia is amassing troops on the Ukrainian border. Everybody is like, don't do that. And Russia's like, yeah, no, we're doing it.
So, yeah, we're for the Ukraine. That's, the United States.
Unless you are a Fox News talking head, in which case you're on Team Russia.
Really?
Yeah, that came out recently where
this is
one of their pundits who recently got mad at Eminem because the mascots are sexy.
And you know what? That's a lie. The Eminems, I'd still any one of them, Ben. Just you can't believe it. It's
you got my. Round
you have
fetish.
My full attention, M&Ms. Thank you. Yeah, no, but that's a little crazy. We've talked about this before, I think. People have actually succumbed to foreign propaganda. It has happened in this country, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Because the people who fell for it aren't the people that I thought would have fallen for it. And here's the way that you can tell. It's pretty easy. Because they're pro-Russia.
Yeah.
And they haven't been.
Well, it's also, I mean, I think in terms of where we're at now, it's not because you are pro-Russia. You are anti-Biden.
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
That's too bad.
They want to do everything they can to make sure he fails. Right now, they're doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. I don't... We've talked about this before. I don't like Biden. I think that the way that he became president was dumb. But I also think that it was smart, and this is what I mean by this. I mean, it was dumb in the situation, like, I don't like it. Why is he? But I get why they did it, because, again, the insurrection thing that happened would have been worse if it wasn't Biden.
Like, if
because
it was,
more people would have shown up.
Elizabeth Warren or Bernie Sanders or somebody?
Yeah, exactly. People who were on the fence? Well, not on that fence.
Biden
but people
did appeal
who,
to the moderates.
Yeah,
although
exactly.
I don't think the moderates he appealed to were the kind to, if it was a progressive or a far leftist who won the nomination, I don't know if those people would necessarily have stormed the Capitol.
I think more would have. I'm not a political guy. It's just my take on it, and I'm thinking about people that I know, right?
Yeah,
I was going to say at work, but not at work, at like local places here.
Yeah.
Because I don't work here. But you know what I mean? Like people that aren't friends of mine, but people that I see often and hear talking in places, they're all kind of, they think of themselves as being, they're like, I'm pretty apolitical, but I don't want socialism to happen in this country. And they recognize that Joe Biden is not a socialist. There are some people who think that he is, but there are some people. Yeah.
The discourse is just remarkable because you hear right-wing pundits say, why is Joe Biden pulling our country so far to the left? Which is laughable. You hear right-wing pundits say, Nobody has been more mean to the free press than Joe Biden because he was caught on mic calling a Fox News reporter a stupid son of a bitch. And these people just forget what happened the last 5 years.
Did you see I remember that. Did you see the clip that surfaced of when John McCain was talking to the same reporter? Yeah.
Why would you ask such a stupid question?
John McCain.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I disagreed with his politics, but he had integrity, man.
Well, here's the thing, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, of course. John McCain, it suffered a little bit from the how far left Joe Biden is bringing the country. John McCain suffered when he was running for president of the how far right John McCain is. You know, he got kind of tarnished a little bit in the same way. And part of it was what his handlers made him say.
Yeah.
And do, but there was that thing that I still remember where somebody was talking about how Barack Obama was a Muslim and he said to the woman, "No, ma'am, that's not true." Like you would never have seen that happen in the current political climate.
Nope.
And with that,
hey, look, it's Edward the Chew Eagle, everybody. Edward's such a good boy. And I'm getting hungry. It's almost food time for me.
Yeah.
What? Wawa?
He's not a chew eagle. He's a biwawa.
Oh no, Ben. What is a biwawa?
A big old chihuahua.
No. He's still dachshund as well. That's where the chew eagle comes from.
He's a biwawa in my book, and you can't convince me otherwise, Goody.
Ben, you were the one who came up with the word chew eagle anyway. I don't know if you remember this, but he was a chiweeny, which is a chihuahua dachshund mix. And then we found out that he was also beagle.
Chihuahua.
So I said, he can't be a chiweeny anymore. And you said,
he's a chiweagle.
And that is what he has been called ever since.
Well, if we can take Pluto, planetary status away from Pluto, we can rename Edward.
No, Edward is the Chew Eagle. Don't do it. All right. Thanks, Ben.
Keep it wrong, Paul. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
And we're out.